This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into the end of the week, I hope your week has been good, and I hope that you have had a week in the presence of God. That God is actively involved in your life, and you are responding to Him and seeing that life lived with God at the center of it is awesome. We're reading through the book of Romans, and we come today to Romans chapter 10. In Romans chapter 9, Paul emphasized that God pours out His grace on us. There's nothing in us that would make God choose to reveal Himself to us. But if God is reaching out to you, it's just His grace that makes Him do that, and it's so important for you to respond to Him. In Romans 10, here's what Paul says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for them," that is, for his fellow people, the Israelites, "my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on law shall live by that righteousness. But the righteousness based on faith speaks thus, 'Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven,'" that is, to bring Christ down, "or who will descend into the abyss," that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? "The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart." That is the word of faith that we are preaching. If you're searching for God, just listen, because God is speaking to you through His word. "That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved." You see, this is the issue for you. Not trying to live up to a certain standard, not being religious enough. No, neither of those things are what make you right with God. But believing in your heart in what God has done for you in Jesus Christ when He died on the cross and rose from the dead. Verse 10, "For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, 'Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed,' for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. Everyone has to come to Christ in the same way. For the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call upon him, whether you've been religious or as far from God as a person can get. For whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings of good things.' However, they did not all heed the glad tidings, for Isaiah says in the Old Testament, 'Lord, who has believed our report?' So, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. But I say, surely they have never heard, have they? Indeed they have. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, surely Israel did not know, did they? They didn't know that this was really the way to God. But at the first Moses says, 'I will make you jealous by that which is not a nation. By a nation without understanding will I anger you.' And Isaiah is very bold and says, 'I was found by those who sought me not. I became manifest to those who did not ask for me.' But as for Israel, he says, 'All the day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people.'" You see, the issue is your heart. If God is reaching out to you, don't ignore him. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.